There's still no official winner of the Iowa Democratic caucuses as of today, even as voters go to the polls in that other first-in-the-nation state, New Hampshire. Presidential campaigns and national politicos are turning their attention away from Iowa, and for some party activists, one of the disappointments of the caucus night fiasco is what they see as a lack of recognition for volunteers and organizers. Lindsay Ellickson is a member of the Iowa Democrats State Central Committee.
I also just feel really bad for a lot of the staffers and a lot of the people that invested so much time this year in the campaign that right now this is kind of the focus of where we're at, because I don't feel like it reflects a lot of their hard work.
Multiple failures in the party's caucus night reporting system delayed the release of results for days. The Associated Press has said it cannot declare a winner in the contest because of, quote, irregularities in the results. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says having President Trump tout his prescription drug bill during the State of the Union speech last Tuesday has been a real boost. Grassley, a Republican, and Nancy Pelosi, the top Democrat on the Senate Finance Committee, have been working on legislation that would limit prescription drug price hikes to the rate of inflation. The bill would lower out-of-pocket costs on Medicare as well. Bills need just 51 votes to pass the Senate, but at least 60 senators must agree to allow debate. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.